गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमष्टपस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्चिन्वन्द्योतिभिस्सीदसाननं प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजनीपति दीनामवित्रयवतु गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे विश्वग्रामदेवा भद्रं पश्येमाक्षवीर्यचक्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागं सस्तनोभिः यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति न पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्ताक्षो अरिष्टदेवैः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु ॐ नमस्ते गणपतये त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं तत्त्वमसि त्वमेव केवलं कर्तासि त्वमेव केवलं धर्तासि त्वमेव केवलं हर्तासि त्वमेव सर्वं कल्विदं ब्रह्मासि त्वं साक्षात् आत्मासि नित्यं ऋजं वक्ष्मि सत्यं वक्ष्मि अवत्वं माम् अववक्तारम् अवश्रोतारम् अवदातारम् अवधातारम् अवानुचारमवशिष्यम् अवपश्चात् अवपुरस्तात् अवोदरातात् अवदक्षिणातात् अवचोद्वातात् अवादरातात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि सवन्तात् त्वं वाङ्मयस्त्वं चिन्मयः त्वं मानन्दमयस्त्वं ब्रह्ममयः त्वं सच्चिदानन्दाद्वितीयोऽसि त्वं प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वं ज्ञानमयो विज्ञानमयोऽसि सर्वं जगदिदं त्वत्तो जायते सर्वं जगदिदं त्वत्तस्तिष्ठति सर्वं जगदिदं त्वेनयमेष्यति सर्वं जगदिदं त्वयि प्रत्येति त्वं भूमिरापो नलो नीलो नभः त्वं चत्वारि वाग्पदानि त्वं गुणत्रयातीतः त्वं अवस्थात्रयातीतः त्वं देहत्रयातीतः त्वं कालत्रयातीतः त्वं मूलाधारस्थितोऽसि लिङ्गम् त्वं शक्तित्रयात्मकः त्वां योगिनो ध्यायन्ति नित्यं त्वं ब्रह्मा त्वं विष्णुस्त्वं रुद्रस्त्वमित्रस्त्वमग्निस्त्वं वायुस्त्वं सूर्यस्त्वं चन्द्रमास्त्वं ब्रह्म पूर्ववस्वरो गणादिं पूर्वमुच्चार्य वर्णादिं सदनन्तरम् अनुश्वारः परतरः अर्दे तुलसितं तारे नृत्यम् एतत् तव मनुष्यरूपं ककार पूर्वरूपम् अकारो मध्यमरूपम् अनुश्वारश्चान्तरूपं बिन्दुरुत्तररूपं नादसन्धानं सगंहिता सन्धिः सैषा गणेशविद्या गणकऋषिः निश्चित्गायत्री छण्डः गणपतिर्देवता ॐ गं गणपतये नमः एकदन्ताय विद्महे वक्रतुण्डाय धीमहि तन्नो दन्तिः प्रचोदयात् एकदन्तं चतुर्हस्तं पाशमङ्कुशधारिणं रथं च वरदं हस्ते विभ्राणं मूषकध्वजम् रक्तं लम्बोदरं शूर्पकर्णकं रक्तवाससं रक्तगन्धानुलिप्तादं रक्तपुष्पैः सपूजितं भक्तानुकम्पितं देवं जगत्कारणमच्युतम् आविर्भूतं च शिष्यादौ प्रकृतेः पुरुषात्परम् एवं ज्ञायति यो नित्यं स योगी योगिनां वरः नमो राधपतये नमो गणपतये नमः प्रमथपते नमस्ते अस्तु लम्बोदराय एकदन्ताय विघ्ननाशिने शिवसुताय वरदमूर्तये नमः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
शुक्लं वरदं विष्णु सचिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्यवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नो प्रशान्तये।
जय गुरुदेवा, साईं देवा। Thank you. नन नन हरि गोविंद गोपाल
ॐ नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमः
अमृतं कमया Thank you.
यात्मना प्रकृति स्वभा करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि सै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि हरि ओम यदक्षरं पदप्रष्ठं मात्राहीनं तु यद्भवेत् तत्सर्वं शम्यकान्तेव नारायण नमोऽस्तुते विसर्गबिन्दुमात्राणि पदपादाक्षराणि च न्यूनानि चातिरिक्तानि क्षमस्व सायेश्वर अपराधसहस्राणि क्रियन्ते हर्मिषन्मया दासोऽयमिति मां मत्वा क्षमस्व सायेश्वर अन्यथा शरणं नास्ति त्वमेव शरणं मम तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष सायेश्वर हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीसायेश्वरार्पणमस्तु।
Brothers and sisters, Jason. This is a story about two companions, Kim and Ray. They were best friends, they were very close, they were neighbours who studied together, graduated together, and even worked together. So as a result, they decided that they wanted to take a holiday together. Unfortunately, on the way to their holiday, their ship sunk. But they were the only two people who managed to survive because they could swim very well and they reached an island. They were very happy and thanked God for saving them, but the island looked like it was not suitable for life. There were very few trees and a poor atmosphere where organisms would find it hard to live. They had no option other to surrender their lives to God and pray. So they both prayed, and they prayed sincerely. Nothing happened even after a couple of days. They then decided that they would split and go opposite ends of the island and challenge themselves with regards to whose prayers were more powerful. They divided the island and offered their prayers to God. Kim prayed that he would need food to survive, so he got a pile of food from the seashore. After 2 days, he requested for a beautiful wife because he was very lonely on the island. Again, by a miracle of God, there was another shipwreck and a beautiful girl appeared and he married her. After a few days, he requested for more food and shelter, and once again his prayers were addressed by God. It was almost a month after the shipwreck and Kim decided to move back to his hometown. He prayed to God to send him a ship to take home, and of course a ship came to take both Kim and his wife home. Just before the ship was about to move, a voice came from the sky above. "Are you going alone, leaving your companion of life here?" Kim was surprised. "May I know who this is and whom you are referring to? I have my wife with me." The voice said, "I'm the one who you offered all your prayers to." Kim understood this and happily bent down on his knees and said, "Thank you very much, God." God said, "But why do you leave your companion here?" Again, Kim was confused. God added, "Don't get so excited, my son. Your prayers were answered and fulfilled by me, but they were only fulfilled by me because of Ray's prayers. He prayed only one thing and one thing to me. He said, 'Please fulfill all the prayers of Kim, and that is my only prayer to you.'" Kim was in tears and rushed to the other side of the island. He realised that he did not think about his best friend Ray and was happily enjoying his life with all the pleasures. He could not find Ray there and asked God, "Where is he?" God replied, "I took Ray because he had a golden heart and he should be with me, but I will fulfil all your prayers like I promised him." Kim was completely broken and realised that Ray's prayers were more powerful than his. Just goes to show that what we pray for and what we think is happening perhaps might not be the fruitfulness of our prayers, but the prayers of somebody else. Jesus.